Our Clinton Street mural is on Clinton and Fillmore. It's a girl standing in front of the Buffalo skyline pulling a pocket watch out of the sky.
Hart is the creator of Buffalo Custom Arts. It's made up of about five artists currently working with property owners who want to cover up graffiti that was tagged on their buildings. At this point, the organization has not directly reached out to the city of Buffalo.
What we did was we went directly to the homeowners and we asked them, you know, hey, this is, you know, an eyesore to the community. Would it be okay if we painted on it? And because it's their personal property, we got permission from them, so we kind of bypassed it that way. But we are working with the City of Buffalo Community Canvases organization.
Community Canvas is a public art and community development initiative. It's already working with the Buffalo Common Council to turn blight into art. That organization is also hiring artists to paint signal boxes that are often tagged with graffiti. As for Hart's organization, they want to continue working to cover up as much graffiti as possible.
When you see graffiti on a building or on a wall, then do you get angry?
I get frustrated. I feel that kids are bored with their surroundings, and I feel like if they get, you know, graffiti or a spray can, then they might as well make it productive and not, and if they want to learn how to do murals instead of tagging, then that would be an amazing feat.
Hart says big cities like Los Angeles, Houston, and Philadelphia already have murals painted across their cities. She says it's time for Buffalo to jump on board. Hart says Buffalo Custom Art will also work with building owners to maintain these murals, and the group is hoping to expand into the city of Niagara Falls. Eileen Buckley,